Welcome to Cents Per Mile. I'm your host, Charles Gracie.
And I'm your co-host, Paul Gibson. And today we're doing our first ever extended interview. So we talked to Kevin Hall from CDL Life on this last episode, and honestly, we didn't get to a lot of stuff, so we figured we would pick it back up from where we left off. So if you like this, let us know, and we'll do more of them.
And if you don't like it, let us know, and we'll do less of them.
Real quick, before we get started, just because we always got to do something fun.
I'm scared.
I'm going to give you my take on reputation, so I would ask, are you ready for it? Well, here it goes. So reputation ultimately becomes the end game. And when you have a bad reputation, you know, you wonder if it's you, if it's the audience. At that point, you wonder if I did something bad, you know, like if it's a situation where you're like, don't blame me. But it's a very delicate subject, and you can't be vindictive of your audience. You can't, you know, make a move and then say, look what you made me do. You know, it's just like, so it goes, you know, but you can build your reputation and make it something gorgeous. Instead of avoiding it like you're trying to get away in a getaway car, and you can build it, you can build a brand, and you can have your whole audience say like, hey, you're the king of my heart, you know, and it's something that you need to address. And in the trucking industry, we look past it a lot, and you know, that's kind of why this is why we can't have nice things. So you can call it what you want, but you have every opportunity to build this, and you know, every day is a fresh start. Every day is a new year's day.
Yeah, I think people have to focus on this. This is your brand, not only of yourself, but your company, and you have to treat it with the tender love and care it deserves.
Well, for sure. And so, you know, at Cents Per Mile, you know, we've built a reputation. You know, you're going to get some jokes, you know, you're going to get some hot takes, but you're also going to get some solid news, and you're going to get a lot of insights into different topics. So I'd say we bring in Kevin.
Welcome to the show, Kevin. Nice to have you back so soon.
Yeah. It was a big break, you know. I thought a little bit of overtime wouldn't hurt us in today's world.
You know, we touched upon it a little bit in the episode, but there's a lot here to digest, and I think there's a lot here that we can pick your brain about.
Reputation is everything, right? I mean, how are you going to do sales? Are they going to trust you? What do they think you're going to perform like? If you're buying a product, you know, what's that product going to do? Is it worth my money? Is it worth my time? Is this show worth my time?
You're back.
To lead off kind of where we left off, I think one thing that's important is that, you know, stakeholders, the people who, you know, use your product or use your service or your client base, whatever it be, like those are the most important people. You know, your reputation isn't defined by you. It's defined by them.
Reputation isn't what I think of myself, right? I would have a great reputation maybe if that was the case, but my reputation is what you think of me and what Charles thinks of me and what our customers think, my wife thinks, everybody that's out there, right? So it's super important to think of it that way and really understand, as you mentioned, trying to make a change in somebody's, the value that they place in you or trying to set that. That's oftentimes a big undertaking at the end of the day, especially if they don't know you or they haven't had any experiences with you. So that's why, you know, I go back to, it has to be part of your core being, because your core being, we have core values at Cub Ventures and CDL Life at Hot Seats, as you all know. Core values defines how we make decisions, and it defines our integrity, and it's how we treat one another, because, you know, it always comes out, and that is truly what your reputation is. So it's not just what you think of yourself. It's, you truly need to get into the minds of the people that are out there to figure out what they think of you.
That's kind of an interesting take, because you said that the background is not only building those reputations, but also repairing them. So can we talk a little bit about bad reputations and what could be done to repair those?
Sure. I mean, in the reputation world, bad is stronger than good. I mean, think of, when was the last time you went out and wrote a positive review? I mean, I rarely do positive reviews. I put positive reviews for Mile all the time. But, right, it's usually bad reviews. I want to tell the world about how bad this experience was that I went through. But, you know, bad reputations are easy to acquire, but they're super hard to lose. And so that's why it has to, you go back to consistency with how you treat people and how you interact and how you perform your services. You have to make sure that it's really part of the core of who you are. And you all know this, in today's world, you do 10 things good and one thing bad, and it can significantly impact your reputation within seconds with how fast information spreads. But, you know, once you have a bad reputation, and we interact with lots of companies that have unfortunately gone through bad things and have a bad reputation at the end of the day, the first thing, again, from the experience in previous life working with big brands, big issues, is that even though you're going through a crisis, and we went through situations that were literally, these were, the company was at fault. We used to counsel CEOs of these companies and say, you know, don't worry about it. When you go into it, you actually have an opportunity to come out ahead from a reputation score. And we told them, imagine this, we told them to tell the truth.
That's a crazy concept in trucking.
What? Authenticity.
Yeah.
To be transparent. To care, right? To come across. Yeah, to be human, right, at the end of the day. And if you do it and you know, it's true nature, and you back it up with your actions, you can actually come out ahead, even though the event could be your fault, right? It could be you did something wrong. But if you own it and you're humble about it and you again, just be human. At the end of the day, you can actually come out ahead from a reputation perspective. So I'd say that's where you start. You know, if you did something, you have bad reputation, fix the problem. What went wrong? Be transparent about it, back it up, and communicate with that. And you could actually, it takes some time, but over time you'll chip away at it and you start to improve the reputations.
Absolutely. And that's the number one rule for my kids in our household. I tell them all the time, rule number one is own your stuff. I don't even care if you did something terrible. If you own it, you're going to be in way less trouble.
Well, and it carries over into your everyday life. We live in a day where people can leave a review, go on a forum, and much to your point, Kevin, one bad review takes 10 to offset. I mean, Google's a prime example of that, you see.
And if you go down through, say you have a bad review, right, and you go down through it and there's no response from the company, or the company puts some sort of generic reply back to that bad review. But if you go down through there and you see that bad review and you see the company respond as like, yeah, you know, we understand this, we fixed it, we understand, we relate to what you're saying, you kind of bypass that bad review, right? It's like they owned up to it. This is kind of the type of a company that I want to buy from or work with or work for or whatever it may be. So I think just, again, being human and being relatable in those situations, that's part of your reputation. Also, right, how you react to those is part of your rep, your kid's rep. You're defining what their rep is.
And I mean, it's one of those things too, where, you know, it's kind of like you talked about earlier. It's so easy if there's an issue, you know, like I'll get a great product from Amazon and not write a review. But if I get one that's messed up, I'm going to be in that review section right away. You know, but I think that also it, like those reviews are important to look at and what's bad and what's good. And that data is important in helping you to formulate a plan, you know, kind of like our whole thing that we do on the show is Behind the Wheel, that segment where we'll poll the driver audience, find out how they feel about a subject, and then use that data to essentially control what we relate to companies based on the, like, for that issue, based on that data. And one thing that, like, I saw coming down the pipeline is Senior Life's almost kind of developed, like, a personal version of that. Like where a company can actually go and pull drivers to see whether they even know who they are, and if they do, what they think about them and what the overall perception is. So can you kind of talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you talk about a carrier, they're trying to convince people out there to come work for them. And so they may not know who they are. They may know who they are. They may have some sort of reputation in their mind, some equity value about what is the predictability of me going to work for them and what's going to be like, right? So the first place to start really as a carrier is to understand what that audience thinks of you. Obviously, understanding what your drivers think of you is certainly important for reputation. But we're recruiting. We're trying to get these people out there. So that's exactly why we launched what we call Reputation Watch as part of our CDL Connect platform. And it's a great way for a carrier who's trying to hire drivers, brands who are trying to sell to drivers, to tap into the largest and most engaged audience in the country, which is CDL Life. And so Reputation Watch asks basically two questions. Do you know of this company and what do you think of them? And so it's a great way to start. We encourage companies to get started right away, to do a baseline, right? So you can understand what that audience thinks of you. And then based upon the results, maybe you do some campaigns to help communicate your brand and your philosophies and your core values and the things that really matter to people. And then the great thing about Reputation Watch is you can do it over time, right? To understand, is my reputation improving within the driver community? Are the messages being that I'm conveying, are they relatable to the people? Is it making impact? And I can guarantee if you focus on reputation and you focus in on defining a quality reputation within the driver community, you won't be worrying much about cost per hire. You won't be worrying about lead to hire ratios. And you will get higher quality drivers. There is absolutely no question about that.
So that's some great information. And we've seen time and time again where you have these companies where someone started out as a driver and now they're an executive in the company and they're helping steer that ship in a direction that they perceive to be where it needs to go. But that doesn't always translate over to the driver corps or the intended audience. So what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, you know, Charles, you and I were at a dinner with a CEO a few weeks ago with a large carrier and one of our sponsors. And when you heard him talk about drivers, you just felt like this guy really cares about them. Like he understands them. He relates to them. He talked about how he going out into the yard and was chatting with the drivers and things like that. And so you could just see like it was just part of who he was. Right. So you have these companies out there that have a bad reputation that are trying to portray something different, right? And then you have these companies like this one that was, their core is just amazing. Their philosophy is just spot on. And maybe they need a better way of communicating that, right, out to the public. And that's really where the branding campaigns and the marketing messages come into play. In today's world, everybody's talking about lead gen and recruiting and all of those kinds of things, but we really believe that building strong connections with drivers is the key. And that starts before you hire them. That's as you're recruiting them, as you're marketing to them. You have to form this deep connection with them, which ultimately leads to their desire to work for you, to be a better employee, to be a more long-lasting employee. So that's core. Making sure that you communicate those core values that you hold dear, near and dear.
Well, and another thing too is, so at CDL Life, you know, our big thing is, you know, we have the world's largest driver audience. That doesn't just grow out of thin air. You know what I mean? Like, so as the CEO of a company who has the world's largest driver audience, you know, from a media standpoint and that kind of thing, how would you say that we maintain that reputation with drivers?
It's be real and organic, right? Like we don't try to monetize or focus on revenue. I mean, I said it before, I went to Facebook the other day and it's all ads. It's just completely fluffed with just junk that I don't even see my friends post, right, anymore. And so our community is really about the drivers. I mean, if I ask you what you think about drivers, which you've articulated a few times here, that you're very positive and, you know, you promote the driver professionals that are out there and, you know, you can spend a weekend in the closet to articulate what it's like to be a driver. So we, you know, our people care about drivers. Like they have a passion for them. And so that flows within our community. Our content writers that write about all this stuff in the trucking space, like their families were truck drivers. They understand the audience, not just some writer out there writing. I mean, they truly understand what it means to be a driver and what's important to them. And we try to articulate what that life looks like, CDL life, the life of these people that are in the CDL world, right? And so that's really, it goes back to our core. The reason that we have a great community is because our core value is that we have a passion for drivers. We understand who they are.
Well, and I think that goes a long way because you see a lot of companies come out there and they believe they know what's the right path to get the driver's attention or to bring light to certain situations in the driver's life cycle. But being a former driver myself, I've applied a lot of what I learned when I was in that truck to how I run the business. We have three clients. We got the recruiters, we got the drivers, and we got the carriers. And we built that reputation to service all three. So seeing other organizations like yourselves out there maintaining that audience, maintaining that integrity, and remaining authentic in the whole process, that goes a big way to that reputation that we're talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, our reputation, again, we think of CDL Life as, I think of it more of as a movement than a company, to be honest with you. We're all about the lives of the people who work in this crazy world that we call trucking, right? Whether it's the truck drivers, the professionals that are out there on the road every day, it's the recruiters and how hard it is that they have to churn through all the leads and what their daily life looks like. It's the CFO in terms of how can I understand my return on investment. I mean, that's really what our reputation is at the end of the day, is how we impact those lives day in, day out. And are we living up to it? And what can they predict about us making an impact to their life on a regular basis?
So if someone wanted to look into their reputation or enlist you guys and your services to gauge that reputation, how would they do so?
Yeah, check us out at cdllife.com. Also, cdlconnect.io has all of our carrier solutions, including the reputation watch that we just talked about today.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming in for this extended cut, Kevin.
Always a pleasure to be on here with you guys. I've already given you a shout out in the live episode. If you didn't see it, check it out for sure. And definitely appreciate all you guys and the rep that you have continually pushing out there.
Well, thank you. Until next time, I'm your host, Charles Gracie.
And I'm your co-host, Paul Gibson. See you next time.